This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How amino acids shape brain function, from neurotransmitters to cognitive endurance. Editorially reviewed by Porgy Pakhadze, MDMPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Amino acids function as the biochemical substrate for neurotransmitter synthesis, neuronal energy metabolism, and synaptic communication, making them fundamental to cognition, mood regulation, and mental endurance. Understanding how specific amino acids influence brain chemistry offers clinicians and patients alike a framework for linking dietary protein intake to cognitive outcomes. Key takeaways: 9 amino acids are essential to the brain and must be obtained through diet. They serve as precursors for all major neurotransmitters. Tryptophan and tyrosine directly regulate serotonin and dopamine pathways, which govern mood, sleep, and motivation. Glutamine, serine, and glycine balance excitatory and inhibitory neurotransmission. The brain's fundamental control mechanism, leucine, methionine, and valine, support neuronal energy metabolism and can sustain cognitive function during metabolic stress. Arginine and histidine enhance cerebral blood flow and synaptic plasticity, processes essential for learning and neuroprotection. 9 essential amino acids required for brain function that must be obtained through dietary protein sources. As the body cannot synthesize them endogenously, amino acid pathways to major brain functions, key amino acids and their roles in neurotransmitter synthesis, energy metabolism, and neuroprotection, tryptophan, serotonin, melatonin, mood, tyrosine, dopamine, norepinephrine, motivation, focus, glutamine, glutamate, GABA, excitatory inhibitory balance, leucine, valine, methionine, energy metabolism, arginine, nitric oxide, blood flow, plasticity, source, amino acid biochemistry literature. Georgian Medical Journal News, the Neurotransmitter Foundation, tryptophan and tyrosine. Tryptophan and tyrosine are the primary dietary sources of serotonin and dopamine, respectively, two neurotransmitters that regulate mood, motivation, sleep, and stress resilience. Inadequate tryptophan availability has been associated with depressive symptoms and sleep disturbance, while insufficient tyrosine may impair cognitive performance under acute stress. According to research in neurotransmitter biochemistry, tryptophan is converted to serotonin through a multi-step pathway, beginning with the enzyme tryptophan hydroxylase. Adequate serotonin availability underpins mood stability and circadian rhythm regulation. Melatonin, also synthesized from tryptophan, governs sleep-wake cycles. Tyrosine, by contrast, is the precursor for catecholamines, dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine, which mediate alertness, motivation, and executive function. These pathways explain why protein intake timing and amino acid balance influence cognitive state across the day. For a deeper understanding of dietary protein's role in mental health, see clinical guidance on nutrition and cognition. Tryptophan depletion studies demonstrate that reducing dietary tryptophan availability decreases cerebrospinal fluid serotonin levels and is associated with measurable mood decline within hours, while tyrosine supplementation under cognitive load has been shown to preserve reaction time and working memory performance. Neurotransmitter biochemistry literature: glutamate, GABA, and the excitatory-inhibitory balance. Glutamine serves as the brain's primary store of glutamate, the main excitatory neurotransmitter, and is also the precursor for GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, the brain's primary inhibitory neurotransmitter. This dual role makes glutamine central to the brain's ability to regulate the excitatory-inhibitory EI balance, a fundamental property that governs everything from focus to seizure threshold. Serine and glycine further fine-tune this balance by modulating NMDA receptors, which are essential for synaptic plasticity and learning. Imbalance in glutamate-GABA signaling has been implicated in anxiety, attention deficits, and neurodevelopmental disorders. Adequate dietary protein ensures sufficient glutamine availability to support both neurotransmitters without requiring the brain to catabolize its own structural proteins. The clinical significance of this mechanism is discussed in recent clinical updates on neurological health, branched-chain amino acids, and cognitive endurance. Leucine, isoleucine, and valine, the branched-chain amino acids, BCAAs, support neuronal mitochondrial function and can serve as alternative fuel substrates when glucose is limited, such as during fasting, intense exercise, or metabolic stress. These amino acids also regulate mTOR signaling, a pathway that controls neuroplasticity and synaptic density. Methionine contributes to this energy metabolism and also serves as the methyl donor for creatine synthesis, which buffers ATP availability in neurons. During prolonged cognitive work or metabolic challenge, adequate BCAA availability helps sustain mental energy and prevent cognitive fatigue. This mechanism explains why protein-rich meals before demanding cognitive tasks may enhance sustained attention. Related research on nutritional interventions is available in Scientific Research on Nutrition and Health, Neuroprotection, Blood Flow, and Synaptic Plasticity. Arginine is the substrate for nitric oxide, NNO synthesis, via nitric oxide synthase. Nitric oxide improves cerebral blood flow and is a critical signaling molecule for long-term potentiation, LTP, the cellular basis of learning and memory. Histidine produces histamine, which modulates arousal, appetite signaling, and memory consolidation. Together, these amino acids support the brain's structural and functional plasticity, its ability to adapt, learn, and repair itself. Chronic inadequate amino acid intake may compromise these neuroprotective pathways, potentially accelerating cognitive decline in aging populations. This finding underscores the importance of sustained, adequate dietary protein across the lifespan. Arginine's role in nitric oxide synthesis has been shown to enhance synaptic plasticity and cerebral microcirculation, supporting learning consolidation and neuroprotection against age-related cognitive decline. Neurobiochemistry literature, what this means for patients. Adequate dietary protein, particularly from varied sources including animal and plant proteins, supports mood stability, sustained focus, and cognitive resilience. Individuals experiencing fatigue, mood disturbance, or cognitive fog should evaluate protein take and amino acid variety rather than focusing solely on total calories. For clinicians, nutritional history should be part of cognitive and mood assessment. Patients with depression, anxiety, attention deficits, or cognitive complaints warrant evaluation of protein intake, amino acid balance, and potential malabsorption. Dietary protein optimization may be a low-risk complement to pharmacological and psychotherapeutic interventions. For policymakers, protein quality and accessibility remain public health priorities, particularly for vulnerable populations, older adults, low-income communities, those with malabsorption disorders. Nutrition guidelines should emphasize amino acid diversity, not just total protein quantity, and integrate nutritional assessment into mental health and cognitive screening programs. Frequently asked questions: can diet alone correct neurotransmitter imbalances? Diet provides the raw materials, amino acids, for neurotransmitter synthesis, but it is one component of a complex system. Genetic factors, stress, sleep, exercise, and medications also influence neurotransmitter function. Adequate protein and amino acid intake is necessary but not sufficient as a standalone treatment for mood or cognitive disorders. It should be integrated into comprehensive clinical care. Which foods provide the most complete amino acid profile? Animal proteins, meat, fish, eggs, dairy, contain all 9 essential amino acids in optimal ratios. Plant-based proteins, legumes, nuts, seeds, whole grains, are also valuable but often lack one or more essential amino acids. Combining different plant sources, e.g., legumes with grains, achieves completeness. Variety across protein sources maximizes amino acid diversity and micronutrient intake. Do amino acid supplements outperform dietary protein? Whole dietary protein sources provide amino acids alongside cofactors, B vitamins, iron, zinc, magnesium, essential for neurotransmitter synthesis. Isolated amino acid supplements may be useful in specific clinical contexts, e.g. severe malabsorption, but evidence does not support routine supplementation in adequately nourished individuals. Food-based approaches remain the standard of care. The relationship between dietary amino acids and brain function represents a critical intersection of nutrition science and neurobiology. As research continues to map amino acid pathways to cognition and mental health, The clinical message is clear: protein quality and amino acid diversity merit the same attention clinicians give to other behavioral and pharmacological interventions for mood and cognitive disorders. Future work should examine whether personalized amino acid profiling and targeted dietary counseling can enhance outcomes in depression, anxiety, neurodevelopmental disorders, and age-related cognitive decline. Source: Amino Acid Neurotransmitter Biochemistry Literature, compiled from peer-reviewed neuroscience and nutrition research.